Multitasking, that's what I'm doing. I'm driving a car, and at the same time as I'm driving a car, I'm paying attention to other road users, and I'm thinking. Yes, I'm about to engage in a bit of thinking. So I'm going to try to do the mechanical, or whatever you call it, operation of commanding a vehicle while I think about something that's completely different. I'm on my way today to Tipperary to participate in a very exciting event, which I won't tell you about now because I have something else I want to tell you about, but I'm actually going away to do a piece of work after I finish the school run, and then I'll be back and I'll pick my daughter up and I'll do some more work of family type work. So what have I got on my mind? And that's what I want to tell you, because I'm going to do a series of short audios in order to help me with my work. And I'm going to practice answering the following questions. One, what work do I do? What's the nature of my work? Number two, what brought me to where I am in my business? You know, how did I get there? This particular point, juncture. Number three, two things I've learned about myself in business. Yeah, two things. So I got to think of all the things I've learned in business and what are the two things I've learned about myself in business on the way. Fourthly, things I've found to be true about the business world. Yeah, what do I think is true about the business world? Well, actually, what have I found to be true? So that's a bit of emphasis on experience rather than thought. Number five, is it? Yes. How I'd like my business to look in February 2013. Yeah, what would I like it to look like in February 2013? And beyond that, too. And then three more. Number one, my strengths. Number two, my greatest challenges. In old-fashioned languages, that would have been my greatest weaknesses, I suppose. But my strengths, my greatest challenges, and finally, my priority important areas. In other words, the areas that I need to, that I intend to or need to focus on. Okay, they're questions, right? But at the moment, they're up in the air, if you like. I'm going to address them in a series of audio booths in a minute. But the context it's happening is that I'm preparing myself to meet a group of people I've never met before. And I'm going to work with these group of people over a period of time. So this is what I've been invited to do to prepare myself for this meeting, which is going to take place tomorrow, and prepare myself to be able to contribute on each of those topics. And there'll be 8 or so, 9, I can't remember exactly the number, people who will be contributing the same. So clearly, you know, it ain't all going to be about listening to me. I'm going to be listening to other people. So, but I need to get my head around. They are, aren't they? Aren't they a very useful collection of questions? I mean, you could apply those to whatever you're doing yourself. And so there, I hope they're useful for more people than myself. They are the kind of questions that might lead to the potential for collaboration between two people or more people. You know, if they knew that about each other, those kind of things about each other, they might be able, or better able, to start to build some kind of a collaborative enterprise. I'll see you later.